This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is South Carolina Republican Congressman Joe Wilson, who represents his state's 2nd Congressional District. He's a member of both the House Armed Services and Foreign Affairs Committees. We want to get his thoughts on a number of critical topics that are making headlines right now. And Congressman, it's always great to have you with us.
And Greg, thank you for raising issues to the American people.
Let's start on the issue of the WikiLeaks dump that we saw over the weekend. It's the third major one, and apparently they've got more documents on other subjects that they're going to get to in due time, apparently. Many people seem to think that this was the most damaging set of leaks, as it exposed pretty frank diplomatic discussions between our State Department and others. Others believe it actually helps the American people understand the way the world really works and is beneficial to see how China's related to North Korea and Iran and how many Muslim states in the Middle East are worried about a nuclear Iran. So what's your sense on this, both from the actions of WikiLeaks itself to what we actually learned?
I believe, sadly, Greg, this puts the American people at risk because we need to be able to have confidential conversations with world leaders. Our Secretary of State must have the ability to be candid in her meeting with world leaders. And sadly, this is of ill intent for WikiLeaks to provide this information. And I believe it puts the American people at risk. And we must make every effort to secure our documents and also make every effort to put WikiLeaks out of business.
In terms of the impact this has on our relations with a lot of these countries that were named, whether it's Saudi Arabia or Yemen or any of the others that are involved in these sensitive subjects, does this create more tension, or is this going to be able to be overcome pretty quickly, do you think?
No, sadly, it creates more tension, and it gives really a false impression of our violating a different country's national sovereignty. In fact, it's mutually beneficial for the United States as the world superpower to be working with countries around the world. And sadly, this release of information, you identified Yemen, would also include Pakistan, Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, a number of countries that have been so helpful in resisting the creation of terrorist cells that could attack our country. And sadly, this puts the American people at risk.
It's been reported that about 3 million people had access to this information, and whether it all came from Bradley Manning or not, we're not really sure, but 3 million people had access to documents this sensitive, and it's obviously worth pointing out that the vast, vast majority of our armed services personnel would not do something like this. But what steps do you think need to be taken to make sure that another rogue member of the armed forces doesn't do the same thing?
It's going to be a delicate balance because we found out with 9/11, the attacks on our country, that where you create walls of separation between intelligence services, that in fact they become so compartmentalized that people don't or they're not connecting the dots. So it's going to be a very difficult means, but there must be some way to protect confidentiality, and because it just creates a circumstance where other countries in the world will be very hesitant to be candid in some of the threats that are facing them and the American people.
And let's move on to another issue related to the military. And just here today on Tuesday, to no surprise, Defense Secretary Gates and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs Mullen released a report basically backing up what their position has been, as well as the president's position has been, is that repealing the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy on homosexuals serving in the military, they think is worth moving forward on, and they don't think that the damage to the military would be all that severe. Others disagree, including apparently a large percentage of Marines in the survey. Others say that it's yet to be proven how this would improve the armed forces in any way. You have certainly served, your family has served, and you're on the Armed Services Committee. As you take all this in, and the Senate will be taking this up potentially in the next few weeks, what do you believe is best for our nation and for our military?
Well, we had a briefing actually this morning with the House Armed Services Committee. I'm very grateful for the leadership of Ike Skelton, who is the outgoing chairman, and also the incoming chairman, Buck McKeon. And we were there, and we received a briefing about the study that was done, the commission report. And I think it's very important that, in fact, 30% of the military feel like that changing Don't Ask, Don't Tell would affect the ability of our military to properly function. That's a huge percentage of people. And so I think that we need to really look into this carefully. I certainly don't believe that the lame duck Congress should be acting on this. It should be carried over until the new Congress is sworn in on January the 5th.
In terms of where you see this heading, obviously, as Secretary Gates has said today, the courts have gotten involved with this. And so he says, as a result of the court action, that Congress really does need to do this in the lame duck session. Is that just advocacy that borders on the political rather than the policy, or does he have a point there?
Well, I think you're right, Greg, and that is, it seems a bit political. And also, truly, courts shouldn't be so activist that they are intruding on legislative prerogative. It's Congress that should make this decision about don't ask, don't tell. It should not be done by an activist court that's intruding on the duties of members of Congress. And I believe we have a system of don't ask, don't tell that's working now. I think to repeal the law will create a significant level of disruption in the military, and this does not need to occur, particularly as we have the stresses that we already have fighting a war around the world.
We're talking with South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson. And Congressman, you and I, of course, have talked about the threat of terrorism many, many times. And we saw it most recently with this teenager in Oregon trying to detonate what turned out to be a fake bomb at a Christmas tree lighting ceremony in the Portland area. His name is Mohammed Mohammed. It turns out his own family turned him in. Much was the situation with the attempted Nigerian airplane bomber on Christmas last year. But as you see another story like this unfold, what comes to mind? Is this just a sign that the government is on top of this, or do things pop into your mind that could be done a whole lot better?
Well, I'm so concerned. We truly are in a global war on terrorism, and it includes people within our own country. And so all Americans should be vigilant, and I want to commend the families, whether it be the family in Oregon or the family in Nigeria. People really should be making reports of potential terrorist activities, and Greg, it just breaks your heart to think that this was a person who truly had the intent to murder thousands of men, women, and children at a Christmas tree lighting. That shows how heinous these people are, and we must take them seriously. And I am very grateful we have leaders such as Peter King, who will be the new chairman of the Homeland Security Committee. We have people who are going to come in and make a difference. And then we've got really dedicated leaders like Governor Bobby Jindal of Louisiana, who clearly point out that we are in a war and we must take it seriously.
Congressman, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there. As always, sir, great to have you with us and to get your input on a number of critical issues facing the country.
Greg, thank you again for educating the American people.
Thank you, sir. South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson represents his state's 2nd Congressional District, member of both the House Foreign Affairs and Armed Services Committees. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.